Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. With about 70,000 customers still waiting to get power back from the storm 6 days ago, Governor Patrick wants an investigation of the state's largest utilities. Two major utilities now say they may not complete restoration work until next week. But in many areas, outages from the storm were relatively brief. Chris Roy and his coworkers began moving down trees off of electrical wires as soon as the storm hit.
Starting at 7 o'clock Saturday night, everyone worked basically till Sunday night at 9:30, nonstop. So in round numbers, that's 24 hours of straight work. Everyone looked like they were punched in the eye with black eyes.
Because of the dark circles under their eyes.
Yeah, the dark circles under the eyes.
Roy doesn't work for National Grid, NSTAR, or one of the two other major regional utilities that provide power to Massachusetts. He works for the town-run utility in Concord. And unlike National Grid, for example, which is still working this afternoon to get electricity restored to all its customers, the Concord Municipal Light Plant had all of the town's power back in about 24 hours.
We're entering Thoreau Hills. This is one of our neighborhood developments, hardest hit by the storm. We had quite a few trees down.
Roy takes us for a ride to see some of the storm's aftermath, including splintered trees and sagging electrical wires.
Here you have some of the remnants of a large downed tree. You know, it takes down the wires, blocking access for a lot of these homes so people can't leave. You're trapped by energized lines in your own property.
But wires are a concern in only half of Concord. In the other half of the town, electrical lines are now underground. It's an ongoing project paid for by a 1.5% surcharge on every resident's electric bill. That comes out to about $1.65 per month for each ratepayer. Chris Roy says the benefits are enormous.
The areas that are underground right now don't have issues, so it allows us to focus our resources on these areas that are overhead. This is a testament to the benefits of having an underground system.
There are 40 other municipal utilities in Massachusetts. They supply power to about 15% of the state's population. And in general, they have a better track record of getting power restored quickly than companies like NSTAR and National Grid. David Wood is director of the Concord Municipal Light Plant and says that's not just because the municipal utilities tend to have smaller coverage areas.
I think it's the understanding of the system, the preventative maintenance that the municipals put in from tree trimming and investing back into the facilities.
When you say understanding the system, how would a municipal light company understand its system any better than NSTAR or National Grid?
Well, you spend your whole day in the town, so you learn the system and you know the system. If you work for an investor-owned, you're going from town to town, and you're not going to have the institutional knowledge of the system.
By investor-owned, Wood means companies like NSTAR, National Grid, Unitil, and Western Mass Electric, which are privately run and typically more conscious of their costs than municipal utilities.
We're not worried about the bottom line. We work for the citizens of the town. They're the ratepayers. So we're not looking at making as much money as we can. We're looking at providing reliability.
It sounds like you think that customers of some of the investor-owned electric companies may not be getting the best service because that's expensive for the companies.
I think it's for the investor-owned. It's more about making the money.
It's not cheap, for example, to put an electric network underground. In Concord, residents approved the town's underground project at a town meeting in 1968.
They wanted to get the utility poles at a site, you know, improve the aesthetics of the town. Along with that comes reliability. The underground system isn't subject to an ice storm or a snowstorm.
What are the disadvantages of putting power underground?
It costs about 3 times the cost in comparison to putting up an overhead system. And maintaining it is a little bit more difficult as well. When you do have a problem, it takes a little longer to find the problem because it's an underground system and you can't see it.
Through that surcharge on electric bills, Concord now collects about $350,000 a year to put wires underground. But that's only enough money to pay for about a third of mile of work. Concord has put 50 miles of its electrical network underground in the past 4 decades, and it still has 50 more miles to go. The recent damaging storms have led to increased interest in municipal power companies, but interested communities can't start their own yet. They're waiting for state lawmakers to decide whether to allow additional municipal power companies in Massachusetts.